Okay, guys, welcome back. We have thoughts and we have so many after tonight. This is the end of our Oscar journey, and it has been quite a fucking journey. Even though last year's technically was a longer season, the season felt like it dragged on and on and
for real.
And I'm so glad we're at the end of it. What the fuck did we just watch?
I feel like we went through like a time warp or something. Like,
yeah,
this is not something I ever imagined.
I said it when it happened, but I am very glad to have seen these historic Oscar moments, both of them with you guys.
Yeah, tonight and when Moonlight won.
And the La La Land Moonlight scandal. I'm very glad to have experienced these bizarro moments with you two.
Yeah, because where else would I put my fucking feelings? Nowhere.
Although Twitter has some very funny thoughts on all of this.
Yeah, it just happened.
The show ended like an hour ago.
Yeah. Ish.
We're still pretty baffled, but
we're processing.
We're more coherent. The wine has worn off.
Yeah. I'm hydrating now.
My head is no longer swimming so far away.
It's in the shallow end.
My brain felt like it was kind of just my brain definitely felt like it was just sloshing around for a minute. Sloshing. It definitely feels more in place at this moment.
Is it plugged in now?
It did take me like 30 minutes to remember how to use all this equipment.
Listen, it's okay. By the way, guys, we normally record on Skype, but we're all together in the same place.
Woo! So this is probably going to sound 100 times better than our...
Yeah, seriously.
Wow, the quality.
The crispness. No.
I did.
Oh, she did? Okay. I'm Joy.
I'm Anna.
I'm Crystal.
And
this is Oscar night.
It's the night of the show.
2022.
Y'all.
I said it first.
Oh, she
did? Yeah. Wait, are you guys matching? How cute are you? The wine color and the shorts.
My shorts are black. Mine aren't scary nude color.
Yeah, but it's about the same color.
Mine is. This is my very oversized sweater that I love so very much. We've been saying your mom a lot tonight, but that one was a little too far.
Anyways, the Oscar Awards.
Let's talk about the fact that eight... okay, so they made a big stink about taking eight categories off air and putting them in the pre-show. And nobody was going to get to see them, and it was going to be... It was a bunch of bullshit, but then we saw them anyway.
Yeah, we literally saw them announce all of them.
So in their attempt to shorten the show, they went over by 45 minutes.
Honestly, though, I think they should make the Oscars like 3 hours.
They are 3 hours.
No, I mean, normally, have this later for 3 hours. Like, start the show at, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Like the actual ceremony. So, there's no running over. It's the whole show.
It would be 3.5 hours if we didn't want to go over.
Or 4.
7 to 10.
Yeah, it's normally 7 to 10.
I'm all for a full Sunday off, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Make it from the morning tonight.
I mean, Joy came over to my apartment at 1 o'clock, and it was 1:30 that
we turned
on
TV.
The TV, and ABC was already playing red carpet coverage.
That's yeah. Yeah, and that way you have more time. I know a couple years ago they did, I think it was the year of American Sniper, where they had the sound edits or whatever, and Mad Max Fury Road, but where you get a little bit more of the clips of the movies and the craft awards. So you get to see how they set up the production design or how they did the sound design or whatever. So you can see a little bit more of it versus I do not give a fuck about DJ Khaled. He's wasting my time. I want to see awards. I want to see craft people get their due.
There was a lot of wasted time this evening. There was the whole Bruno. Crystal, are you trying to play footsies with me?
Oh.
There was the Bruno bit. There was the weird Bond tribute and the Godfather tribute.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction was kind of a little snippet leading into the nomination. It wasn't as long as the Bond or.
True. I just think, yeah, but you're right. There's a lot of, they made such a big deal about removing these awards to make more time, and they still ran
over it. And they took those awards out to put in stuff that we didn't need.
Yeah. Things we didn't care about.
Yeah.
People who are watching the Oscars aren't like, aren't necessarily like casual movie watchers. They're like, you're going to watch a good chunk of the best picture movies, if not all of them.
The audience for the Oscars is already there.
Exactly.
Cater to them and it'll grow from there, because you're going to create a community of people who enjoy your product and talk about it and enthuse about it instead of complain about it. And because no one's going to watch it if all we do is shit talk it. Even if it's a shit show, nobody's going to watch it. Mm. So I just think if you cater to the people who are already there, it'll only do better.
Basically hire us for producer next
year. Yeah. It also doesn't make sense that, like, people work their asses off, especially in films when it's, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, what was it? Was it editing? No. Well, whatever the stuff they announced in the first half. Which I don't even know now, because we didn't see it.
Okay,
but so like, yes.
No, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
What were the crafts that they ate in the beginning?
It was production design, original score, makeup and hairstyling. Was it? No, it wasn't costume. Sound.
Yeah, so a lot of these, like, the eight awards that they took out are a lot of these people that we're never going to see, we're never going to meet them, like, they're never, this is the only place where they can be recognized for their actual crafts, for their actual talents. Like, yeah, we'll watch the movie and be like, wow, these costumes were great, but, like, we're not going to get to see them doing their thing or, like, a breakdown of things, like, and there's not a lot of, like, featurettes or behind the scenes for movies as much anymore. So, like, why don't, instead of you trying to squish time together, let's see more of that. Let's see them.
Or, you know what I would really appreciate is for every Best Picture nominee, well, I guess it doesn't always equate to people who are nominated for the technical awards. I was thinking, like, for every Best Picture nominee could get, like, a 2-minute where they show clips from the movie and also,
like, a package
behind the scene of, like, the production. Because it takes a lot of work to make a fucking movie. But anyway, I tried to keep track of the order in which they were presented tonight. Some of them are a little out of order. So when we talk about them, if that's not perfect, fuck you. So we put in a lot of work this year. We watched a lot.
The most, I think.
The most of any year previous. There were 53. We did the most motherfucking work.
We rewatched a lot of stuff, too.
I'm gunning after Samuel L. Jackson's record of motherfuckers, if you can't tell.
Girl, you got a long way to go.
I know. I'm just letting you know. If you hear a few slip out tonight, it's because I'm, like, tallying them up.
Just do, like, a bunch right now. Ready to go.
Motherfucker, 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 motherfucker.
It's like a tongue twister.
Motherfucker, 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 motherfucker. Motherfucker, 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 motherfucker. So there were 53 total nominations, and we're Letterboxd hoes, so we're all over Letterboxd, and they have a list that lets you know, like, what percentage of all the movies nominated. And I think, Crystal, you were at 60.
66, I think.
Oh, wait, 60. Send me the list so I can check my percentage.
She sent it to us,
Let me look at it.
No, I don't think that's the one you sent us. You sent it to us a few weeks ago.
No, I sent you. Yeah, 66%, Joy. I sent you a text.
I hit 81%.
Nice.
I saw 43 of the 53.
When? No, that was a Film Bro one. That's what
I was gonna say, that's not the one you sent us. It's
how many percentages?
If you go to the first page and you hit list at the top, for me it's like one of the first few that are mentioned because it's popular with friends. So I feel like this is this year our opinions are the most formed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is the only Oscar podcast that you should listen to. percentage, or do you have a percentage?
One moment. This thing is loading slowly.
She also forgets to talk into her mic.
Sorry. Well, it's not giving me a...
It's at the very bottom.
Oh, there it is. 45%. Hey, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
That's like almost half. That is a lot for me. I have a hard time paying attention to things.
We had a lot of life moments happening during this season. Oh, God. So bravo to us. I'm proud of us.
Good job, us.
So let's start with the first award of the night, and it was actress in a supporting role. We had Jessie Buckley for The Lost Daughter, Ariana DeBose for West Side Story, Judi Dench for Belfast, Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog, motherfucker, and Anjanou Ellis for King Richard. And to nobody's surprise, she's been winning all season long, rightfully so. Ariana DeBose took that award. She gave a beautiful speech.
She did.
She looked gorgeous in her red pants.
Pants! And we matched today.
The scoop of the cup on her top was beautiful.
The décolletage.
With the big, was a cape or a shawl? It was like a capelet,
yeah.
I was into cape. It. That red looked, red was the color of the night. She rocked that red. She looked beautiful. Very happy for her.
Yeah.
And I wore red.
And I did whatever.
Joy wore yellow. I think she was both all of our picks.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Although I did finally get around to watching Lost Daughter. Jessie Buckley's great.
Jessie Buckley's hair tonight was an interesting...
It's trendy.
The cut was cool. The color was bizarre to me. I would have...
I'm not the biggest fan of bowl cuts, so...
I did enjoy, like, the back was a different cut. Like, the back was, like, a shorter... It was intriguing to me.
I mean, she's definitely not boring.
No. So our second award of the night was one of our off-camera, or off... It was in the pre-show. It was for sound. We had Belfast, Dune, No Time to Die, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. Can you imagine if Belfast won for sound? And the award went to Dune.
All the tech awards.
That's what I, that's mostly what I picked. I went.
Yeah, that'll sound right. Yeah, again, like the voice that she does, the sound of the worm, the little the thing, the vibration thing.
The sound of the guy doing
giant burps at the army. That's what it sounded like.
Dune
to me.
Was just
so I was like, I can make the sound.
Dune was so meticulously crafted. Like, it really was. These awards.
It really was.
So moving on to our third, it was the big one. The one that made us all sweat because we couldn't choose a favorite. It was cinematography.
Oh my God.
We had Dune, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, The Tragedy of Macbeth, and West Side Story. Now, what was your choice? That you wanted to win.
I wanted same.
Also same. Yeah, that was a hard decision, but I finally went with them.
I predicted it would be Power of the Dog as well.
I thought so too.
Because everyone has such a hard-on for that movie.
Which is, it's fine, but like...
Beautifully done.
This cinematography category is the most stacked it has been in a long time. And like, I've said this in almost all of the podcasts we've recorded for this season, but... Every single shot of Tragedy of Macbeth was a fucking stunning shot. And, like, Dune was beautiful and amazing, too. But I think just what you can do, especially when you create boundaries in which you can create and what you can do, like, you have to be more creative about it. And they were. And then, of course, Dune was, like, there's a lot of things there that weren't there. They weren't, like, physically there. Oh, my God, my eyes. There were a lot of things that weren't like, I mean, they were shooting in the desert, but like the fucking worm didn't exist. But
that we know of.
That we know of. I don't know. The desert's pretty fucking big. Who knows? But just fuck. Like Tragedy of Macbeth. Besides the fact that it should have been in Best Picture, besides the fact that like Denzel Washington should have another Oscar for his performance.
Yes,
it was great.
All of the costumes are in at the Academy of Motion Pictures, and there's pictures online, and seeing those costumes in color for the first time.
Oh,
they're
so interesting. Yeah.
And they stick within a color scheme. They're not like crazy colors to get certain looks in black and white. They're black and gold mostly.
Mm-hmm.
They're gorgeous.
It's more so about the texture with them too. So that's what makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Moving right along to Joy's burping.
visual what was
effects.
Next?
I did it too, Joy, but I don't like this.
Oh, I did this.
Up next is visual effects. We had Dune, Free Guy, No Time to Die, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
I thought Spider-Man was going to get it. They were going to give Spider-Man something.
I had chose Spider-Man as my prediction, and I wanted Dune to win, but at the last minute, right before we started, I switched it to Dune as my pick. Like, I crossed it off and everything. Motherfucker. If someone listening to this wants to count the motherfuckers.
It's us and us only.
When I don't go back and listen to these.
When I think of home.
My dog is like, why are we still awake? I'm usually in bed.
Aw.
Okay, so then we move. Oh, Dune 1.
Great.
Yeah.
As it should.
Beautiful.
They made a worm.
I just felt like their visual effects were very intentional and very...
Oh, for sure.
Just very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Animated Feature, which was Encanto, Flea, Luca, The Mitchells versus the Machines, and Raya and the Last Dragon.
So, definitely this was Encanto to lose. It's been, like, pretty much in the conversation. But I really do think, out of these five, Flea was a superior film, as far as animation is concerned.
So I was correct, and I mentioned this. I don't know if I said it on podcast, and this is a little bit of spoiler for the rest of the night. I thought because Flea was nominated three times, it was going to edge itself out, and it did. It didn't win in a single category.
It didn't?
No.
Wow.
A little disappointing. Yeah. I would have been fine with it winning here or documentary feature.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to get documentary feature.
International feature, I had a different... I had a few different ones that I would have preferred to win.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Encanto. Encanto broke me. It was beautiful. But I wouldn't have been upset if Flea won.
The thing about animated feature is, like, I don't know. I feel like there's two levels of animated feature. Like, the family film that's, like, fun and pretty. And then, like, the sophisticated film. Like, I think of, like, what was it, Loving Vincent a couple years back?
Yes, God. Fucking incredible.
And I love Coco, but, like, I don't know that it was the best. Is it the movie? Or are we honoring the voice work or the animation itself? Like, I feel like it's really vague on the details of what makes the best animated. You know, like.
But you're right. It historically has gone to the family-friendly movie. And that's kind of why they put it in place, was because all these family-friendly animated movies that were worthy of Oscars had nowhere to go.
Well, yeah, and, like, the thing was, is, like, they... Sorry, my brain just went deep right in the moment I'm talking.
What a bitch.
They were afraid that, like, with this animated category, that none of them would get into the best picture. And that has happened, like, maybe, like, Up was up there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it honoring? And I don't really have the answer for that.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, the first year was Shrek that it won. That first And that movie, to me, holds up script-wise, because the script is really great. But it's not... The script isn't an animated... I don't know. See, it's really...
Right, like...
At the time, the animation with Shrek was really innovative, you know? Because I sometimes feel like Disney films can all kind of look the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at the two that were the most different were Flea and Mitchell versus the Machines.
The Mitchells versus the Machines was a really fun movie.
Yeah,
it was really sweet. It was very touching. We had a queer character in the center.
But they didn't.
Yeah. It was very fun. It was vibrant. It was pop. Like it was like It felt like pop art almost.
Yeah, like comic booky.
Yeah, it was very, and I loved when my sister and I were watching it. We were like, why the fuck is this kid's voice like a man's voice?
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
very funny to me.
Or even like, if I think years back to what I think is one of the best animated films ever, and that's Into the Spider-Verse. That
yes.
phenomenal. Because
yeah.
the script was great, and the animation itself was so interesting. I love Disney. I'm a Disney bitch at this point, but like, a lot of their animated movies are so much of this cut from the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too close to that, so I don't know that I could accurately.
When was the last time a non-Disney movie won?
That's a great question. Let's find out.
We'll look into that while we move on to documentary short subject, which was, we had Audible, Lead Me Home, The Queen of Basketball, Three Songs for Benazir, and When We Were Bullies. Crystal, you and I like to try and watch as many shorts as we can. It was three, four years ago now that we randomly were like, hey, let's go watch the shorts. They're in the movie theater. So you and I went and we sobbed our eyes out because that was a particularly heavy year. And we enjoyed the hell out of ourselves. And we've tried to do it every year since. This year was a little harder.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them were streamable. So a lot of theaters weren't showing them. They were only showing the live action. And they were only showing them for a certain amount of time. And we just couldn't make it work. But we watched what we could when we could find them. We saw all of them, but When We Were Bullies, because it's not available anywhere. It will be, I think, next week or later this week.
The 30th, I think, right?
Something stupid like that. So we both chose Audible as our favorite.
Yes. I said this to Anna earlier. Like,
Sorry.
I would watch a reality show about those kids, about kids that have take on these people and like normal high school stuff, like does she like me, should I ask for the homecoming, simple things like that. And even when he says, like, he tells him, he's like, I next year I'm gonna be graduated and I figure out what to do with my life. I'm scared but also excited that like I get to be in the world. And I don't know, it's just it I really would love to watch a reality show of that. I think we should do it. And again, sports movies are engineered to get me and it worked. But yeah, I think that was Audible was my choice, and I thought I was gonna win, and it did not.
Hold on.
What happened?
So sorry, there's gonna be a little glitch in the sound where you couldn't hear Krista for a while. We fixed it. We're back. Get over it.
Before you continue with that, I'm gonna say that I was right. The last winner, that wasn't Disney, was Spider-Verse.
And that was 2019.
Shuka. Oh shoot! Hold on. 20. Oh fuck! I'm so sorry. 2018.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That was not long ago.
2018, and then before that was Rango in 2011.
I never saw that.
Maybe. I remember it being good, but I don't remember why. And then Happy Feet in 2006. Mm. Wallace and Gromit 2005. And then Spirited Away 2002 and Shrek in 2001. Okay, anyways.
Documentary short subject.
Short subject, yes. Audible, that was my pick.
That was my pick. I thought it would go to Lead Me Home because it's based in L.A. It's about the homeless crisis happening in our country, but specifically in L.A. It was L.A., right? Or was it Chicago?
Mm-hmm. It was L.A.,
And we know how Hollywood loves itself.
Well, no, I think it was in L.A. and Chicago. I think
it was both?
Two or three different cities.
Oh, okay.
I think. I just saw it, but I already forgot.
I thought it would go to that. But it went to The Queen of Basketball, which was a sweet little documentary that the New York Times did.
And that lady passed in, like, January, I believe.
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah, it wasn't my pick, even though I thought, because that the Queen of Basketball only really works because of her. Cause she's such a like electrifying, exciting, wonderful character of a person. So I'm glad that, you know, her family was there and to support her and all of that. That was beautiful. But I don't think it was the best one.
The win.
And then we went to short film, animated short film. We saw all of them, but Box Ballet, because it's not available anywhere. This was a tough one.
Yeah, for sure.
there was.
Who was your should win?
Should win? Controversial, but I went with Bestia.
Same. I did too. But because, like, it had felt, but also, like, felt animation and then, like, whatever she was made out of.
I felt like she was porcelain.
Porcelain, yeah, I thought so too. The two different materials made for a really interesting contrast.
But also, it wasn't just felt. Like, the grass was, like, fabric, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I really appreciated the mixture of the styles and the way it all, like, was cohesive.
Right, right. And I feel like, again, using animation to tell a story that was so jarring.
So dark.
So dark was very interesting. Because I was like, what is going on? This movie? What is happening? What is she doing? I was very disturbed, but also very intrigued.
It was an animated horror film.
Yeah. It really was.
A 16-minute horror film.
So I don't... It might have been too much for the Academy.
That's what a lot of people online
I
were
mean,
saying.
It was definitely too much for me because I just sat there after watching it. Like, we just watched it right before the the award show. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like,
Joy's really sensitive. That's not her kind of thing.
Yeah, I should have warned
you. I'm a stupid,
I apologize.
Sensitive bitch. Like, I can't, like...
Me and Honor...
I can't do anything. You guys are
built
tough.
Built of tougher stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the award went to The Windshield Wiper, which...
I thought it was going to be Robin Robin. I really did.
I thought it would be Robin Robin, too.
It's got, what's his name?
Richard E. Grant.
Richard E. Grant, Gillian Anderson.
It's Richard E. Grant, but it always sounds like Richard E. Like,
Richard E.
Richard with a Y, Richard E. Oh, you're being so Richard E.
Again, the felt animation was cute. But yeah, I'm surprised it was Windshield Wiper, because Windshield Wiper doesn't have any, like cohesive, like, line through it. It's very, like you said, vignettes. Which is fine, I guess, but, like, I don't know. It wasn't my pick, but whatever.
Yeah, same. Moving on to... Fuck.
What?
Let's get it on. Actor in a supporting role.
Hey. Okay.
Kieran Hines for Belfast. Troy Kotsur for Coda. Jesse Plemons, The Power of the Dog. J.K. Simmons being the Ricardos. And Cody Smith-Mith. Nick Fee for The Power of the Dog.
I think lovely actress from Minari said Ciaran Hines' name wrong. But that's okay. Because she's cute and
it's
I love
Kieran.
Her. But she didn't say it right.
I think she did.
Did she? Because you said Ciaran just now.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
I meant Kieran.
Whatever. Anyways.
Whatever,
so it went
I'm
to Jesse Plemons. No, I'm kidding.
Bitch, the way we would have all like... raged if it was Jesse
Plemons. I mean,
Plemons.
I don't know if I would have raged because I love him. I would have been annoyed, I think is the word. But yeah, it's interesting. The beginning of the year was all about Cody Smith-Mephi and how he's this ingenue. He's like the ingenue.
Yeah, definitely.
Or he was, anyway. But the transition of Troy Kotsur to get this was really beautiful. I knew it was going to happen, but I was so happy it happened. What annoyed me, though, is why the entire show wasn't being captioned or having someone sign on stage. It was literally ridiculous. You have Best Picture nominee Coda. You have Audible. You have, like, Troy Kotsur. Like, what? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. Rude, actually, is what it was.
I feel like this goes for every year, not just years where there's deaf community involved. Because last year there was also...
Mm-hmm.
That short film that I can't remember that was produced by Marley Matlin.
It's really great, guys.
It was really beautiful. And then there was also...
Sing Through. What was that sound?
The water.
My water jug is having a party.
The ghost over there.
And then there was also Sound of Metal.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah, I think they should always have it there. And hopefully next year they make it a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous.
I think I said the exact same thing last year because there was just an interpreter for someone for that short film. The guy from the short film was there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, think about that guy from last year.
Short.
He's legally blind and deaf, but he can only see like I think it was like a nickel size hole. Like that's all he can see in both eyes. So the person translating for him
had to be real close
so he could be on stage. That's a little different. But yeah, he has to be right here and translating for him. But like other people
Marley Matlin was there again.
Hello. Like what the anyways, I should know anyway, it's really dumb. Not just the parts where it features the movie. Like, no.
I agree.
Whatever. But Troy Kotsur, love him.
Love
deserved
him.
Win.
Yes.
Yes, beautiful performance.
Made me bawl and cry. So
seriously.
Makes sense to me.
He was really great. He was really great.
And then the next one is international film.
Ooh.
International feature film. So we had Drive My Car, Flea, The Hand of God, Lunana, A Yak in the Classroom, and The Worst Person in the World.
Some really great films in this category.
There is.
So who did you want it to win? I know your answer.
I picked my want and my prediction for both Drive My Car with a little smiley face next to The Worst Person in the World because I really loved that
We're
film.
Not talking about smiley faces. We're talking about who should have won. I'm just kidding. I really wanted it to be Worst Person.
I'm about
really
to pull Will Smith.
Bitch, I wish you would. I wish you would.
I'm too tired. It would have
That's
no
right,
impact.
It would just be a tap.
Girl, I wish you'd fight me. Anyways.
It's legal here.
I'm consenting
Texas.
To this duel. Let's do it.
It's like the last duel. No one's going to watch it.
Oh, that was a grab. That was a hilarious joke.
It was.
Real?
Especially
real.
Especially since we watched it.
Yeah. We're the only three people that watched it.
Real quick side note. Regina Hall killed
yeah.
it tonight.
Yes. Bring
yes.
her back next year. She
Phenomenal.
Was fucking great.
Her bit about
her thirsty
the,
bit?
About the
wow.
COVID test.
Yeah.
I wanted to say CODA test. The COVID test was so great.
She's a thirsty girl. She was out shouting
she
out
is.
All of us.
I mean.
Love that. She was literally patting down Josh Brolin and Jason Momoa on television.
Wow. And telling those boys, I'm going to go stick my tongue down your throat and check if you have COVID.
I fucking will.
What's that thing that's like, I see
Bradley Cooper call me.
God, and I want that for myself yes, or whatever.
The
Is that
meme.
That meme? Yeah.
Lord, I see what you've done for others.
There you go. Yeah.
And right back to international.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So Drive My Car won.
Yay.
What did you pick?
I also picked Drive My Car because I thought it had the best chance to win there because I knew it wasn't going
to
get best
picture. You want
it to
win as well?
I did want it to win. Yeah. I was between Drive My Car and Worst Person since those are the only two I saw in that category. But they're both really, really good. I just didn't Drive My Car had a little bit of an edge over Worst Person.
It was so well. I said this about Dune as well, but it was so well crafted.
For sure.
The pacing was so well done. For a 3-hour film, you didn't really feel it. Ryutsuki Hamaguchi. I know you didn't technically win the award, but you won the award in my heart.
You should.
You won the award of my heart.
I'm gonna send you an Oscar, a chocolate Oscar.
Also, can I have that car? Moving
also,
on.
So we'll talk about it, right? So like the Oscars.
Oh no, we're not moving on.
The Oscars nominating Drive My Car for Best Picture, cool. Same with Parasite in the years before.
Prior.
I think they need to start recognizing the actors of these films and not just the movie.
And
especially, I honestly 100%. Still to this day say that those four actors, four, right?
Yeah.
The four,
five.
No, five, I'm
if
sorry.
If you
five.
Include the woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the
five,
allergic woman.
All been nominated for best in their acting performances.
Even more, like, yeah, the family and then the original housekeeper, but also the rich couple.
Yeah, you know, all of them.
All of them.
Everybody.
One of them. So the whole category would have just been that movie.
Especially the father of the... I'm forgetting all their names. I'm so sorry. But the father of the poor family.
Mm-hmm.
He was phenomenal. And the fact that, like, they... I don't know. I just think... Don't overlook the actors of international films because they're great.
Yeah.
I feel like the lead actor in Drive My Car could have been nominated.
Yeah.
Even some of the supporting cast, I feel like, could have been nominated. Also,
like the girl who was driving the car?
The girl who was driving the car and the guy who worked at the theater with him.
Yeah, the other producer guy.
I thought he was great, too. And then Worst Person in the World, I feel like she should have been. I feel so bad not knowing their name.
Renata.
We're not helping to the cause. Sorry, guys.
She also should have been nominated. It's late.
We are the problem.
Also, what time is it right now?
It's
late.
12:30 in the morning.
This is my witching hour. This is when I thrive.
Ooh.
This is when I snore.
Yeah, I normally would be asleep right now.
Amateurs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't y'all nap beforehand?
I was going to, but then I didn't. Then I got hungry and couldn't sleep.
Girl, I had to clean my kitchen and then I had a race today.
And she was watching the NASCAR, sorry.
Ugh, NASCAR, how dare you?
The other thing.
The Formula One.
I was going to say Fortune 500, racing, but I was like, that's the other thing.
It was the Hot Wheels race, right?
I had Saudi Arabia race today. Okay. Today, now we're moving on to short film live action. I thought Take and Run would win, but my choice was for Please Hold because that one was so intriguing to me.
Very interesting. I want to see a feature film of that.
Yeah, I want really that good. World expanded.
Yeah.
Agreed. But it went to your boyfriend, Crystal.
Listen. Woo! Okay, let me talk about The Long Goodbye. That album by Riz Ahmed is phenomenal. It talks about him having to say goodbye. It's a breakup album. He says that in the beginning. And between each song is like little bits. Like Mindy Kaling does a bit. Yar Shahidi does the one. I forgot his name from The Daily Show.
Trevor Noah.
No, not Trevor Noah.
Hassan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Daily Show. What other show?
He had his own Netflix show.
Okay, whatever.
Hassan Minhaj?
Yes, he did. So some of his buddies, they're talking to him as if it's a breakup with like a girlfriend. But his lyrics are talking about him breaking up with this country. And now he's trying his hardest to live in the UK and be a man of this country when everything in the country is against him as a person. It's very interesting stuff. A lot of mimicking things of black men in America is very interesting. And so The Long Goodbye, the short film, is a companion piece to the album called The Long Goodbye. And the poetry that he reads at the end of Long Goodbye, the short film, is on the album. Good stuff. The whole album is phenomenal. Highly suggested to everyone. Should look it up. It's great.
Damn yeah. it. It was very graphic.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up just to be sure. I'm pretty sure, is it season 3? I believe it's season 3.
Of?
The West Wing.
The West Wing and The Long Goodbye? What's the correlation here?
I believe there's an episode called The Long Goodbye.
Is Riz Ahmed in it?
No, but it is a, wasn't season 3, is it season 2? It might be season 4. It's season 4. It is season 4. I know this for a fact now. Hold on.
You just type in The Long Goodbye and then The West Wing, shouldn't you?
Yeah, but that way, to be smart.
Too smart for her.
Yeah, season 4, episode 13. It was a great episode centered on CJ Craig, which is Allison Janney's character, talking about her father who has early stages of Alzheimer's. And it is also called The Long Goodbye because...
Okay, well, back to The Man of Color. The Long Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I'm actually surprised it won.
Me too.
But Hollywood loves itself.
My boy's Oscar winner, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, he is. He should, you know, we were talking about it last year, but, you know, his Best Actor nom last year was also really great. I'm just going to say it was for that because I haven't seen The Long Goodbye.
Again? Your ability to be like, I'm just going to say it's for that cracks me up.
Yeah, because I'd rather it be that. I mean, I haven't seen this, so I don't know. But I know he's a really, really talented, like, musician and writer. Like, I've heard his other stuff, and he's just really fucking great.
He's just a really good... He's such a great poet.
Artist. A great poet.
He's such a great poet. Oh,
he has a way with words, for sure.
Love it.
I would love to hear the conversations he had with his wife, since she's also a writer, when they were, like, courting each other, when they were, like...
They're like men in a coffee shop, right?
Yeah. I want to know, like, what their conversations were like. Like, if they wrote letters to each other. I bet those letters are great.
They did write letters to each other.
Shut up. I want to hear them.
Yeah. I read about that somewhere or something. God. He was on, like...
Not How Seth, fucking romantic.
Not Seth Rogen. What's the other... Seth...
Myers.
Myers. Yeah. He was on Seth Myers, and he talked about his wife, and I cried in the end. I'm just kidding. No, okay. That's fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Costume
design. Romance. We had Cruella, Woo! Cyrano, Dune, Nightmare Alley, West Side Story. I thought this was going to go. I wanted it, and I thought it would go to Dune.
Should have been Dune, but I predicted Cruella as well.
I predicted Cruella. I was correct.
I didn't see Cruella, but the chatter was Cruella. So I was like, I'll go with the chatter.
Was Cruella.
It was fine.
Costume-wise, it was really good because it had... Very reminiscent of early Alexander McQueen and, like, it had That's the cool. transition of, like, traditional like 1950s Christian Dior into like rebellious like Alexander McQueen and like a UK punk era and all this other stuff. It was like technically really well done, and you can tell that they did their research. So visually, that was it was great.
So it was deserved, do you feel?
I think so. I think okay. There was a lot of the other nominees were really great too. I mean, Dune, they were. You don't have as much reference for that. I think with Cruella, it's a little bit easier to do because you do have references.
True, that's right.
I think starting something from scratch is different. But still.
What I appreciated about Dune was how intricate and how different each, because there were three different worlds basically represented, mm-hmm. and each of them felt so different and distinct from each other, but also felt like they belonged in the same world.
Mm-hmm.
I just really... fucking loved Dune. So now we go to the what Crystal calls the cool kid categories.
Yes.
Writing original screenplay is first. We had nominated Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Worst Person in the World. This really should have gone to only one.
Yep.
The only one that should have been nominated here. Yep. And that is the worst person in the world.
Correct.
But
you mean to tell me. You mean to tell me Belfast is better than the worst person in the world?
Absolutely the fuck not.
What the hell?
Although, I did have Licorice Pizza predicted only because I thought that was the only one that they could win.
Yeah, that would have been... If he won anything, it would have been here.
Same.
But,
that's what I thought.
Again, I read the tea leaves on the chatter, and they love Kenneth Branagh. Hollywood does. So
yeah, I predicted Belfast.
I did too, yeah.
Which makes me so mad.
I know. As I checked it off, I was like, ugh,
fine. And then we went straight into adapted screenplay, and we had nominated Coda, Drive My Car, Dune, The Lost Daughter, and The Power of the Dog. I predicted Coda to win, and it did.
I predicted The Power of the Dog.
I almost went with Power of the Dog.
Because it didn't really win much, which is very interesting. But I actually wanted The Lost Daughter to win.
I chose The Lost Daughter as my pick.
It should have won.
I did read the book. I was telling the girls, that in the book it was a little harder to sympathize with Lena,
mm-hmm.
The main character, because she just comes off as very cold and not so feeling. And Olivia Colman gives her so much depth.
Right.
And gives her so much heart. That you really can sympathize with her. Mm-hmm. So bravo, Olivia Colman.
Right.
Bravo, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Exactly, for casting her. That was a very smart choice.
And for knowing that in adapting this, that would be needed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that
That's why just that alone should be the winner here. And I don't know much about the original screenplay of Coda, but I'm okay with it winning because I love it. So that's fine with me.
Yep.
And then we have film editing, which is Don't Look Up, Dune, King Richard, The Power of the Dog, and Tick, Tick, Boom.
Because I didn't think I was going to win anything else, I wrote Tick, Tick, Boom here.
I did too, and I don't know why, because I was choosing Dune for all of the technical stuff, but here I was like, I'll give it to Tick, Tick, Boom, even though I predicted The Power of the Dog to win.
Mm-hmm.
But it went to Dune.
I wanted Dune to win, so I'm mad at it.
Yeah. I heard chatter about King Richard getting it being between like King Richard, mm-hmm. Tick, Tick, Boom, and Dune. But at the end, I heard more King Richard stuff, so I was like, okay.
Well, I thought for sure this would be maybe where they give Tick, Tick, Boom something.
So that's why. But also, if I think about it, Tick, Tick, Boom did have some nice editing of like going back and forth between his performance, him performing his show, and then what was actually happening going back and forth. I think they balanced that pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Dunes, and that's fine with me.
Yeah.
And then we went to documentary feature, which this category, I really feel like The Rescue on Disney should have been nominated. And the fact that it's not here really pisses me off.
Was it shortlisted?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
And we have Ascension, Attica, Flea, Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Was Televised. And Riding with Fire. And it went to Summer of Soul, which is what I predicted, because Hollywood loves itself and Questlove is...
Loves itself, what do you mean?
We say that all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this isn't Hollywood, this is, like, music.
But it's Questlove, who is a member of the community. Like,
I would argue he's more like, not so much like, because it reminds me of that time when, what's this bitch's name? Oh my God. Kobe Bryant won for some movie or something. They star power, I think, is what they wanted. So not so much like loving themselves.
Celebrities
he's not
love themselves.
Celebrity, yeah, because he's not. Yeah, that's true. It's Summer Soul's great. It's good. It's not bad. It's really interesting to watch, especially seeing like vintage footage of this unearthed like footage of this concert. But I only saw that in Flea, and to me, Flea was a superior movie.
Flea, I would have loved to have won. Riding with Fire was also really great. These women are so badass and so amazing. That was my choice with Flea, had a little smiley face because I wanted it to win. But we knew Summer of Soul would take it.
Yeah.
But go watch The Rescue on Disney. It's edge of your seat. It's thrilling. It's so interesting. It's a story we all know. It's about the rescue of those Chilean or
Chilean miners.
Not the miners. The soccer. The kids in the soccer.
Oh, did they get trapped in the cave or something?
They were celebrating a birthday party in a cave, off the water. And monsoon season starts at the end of June, and it came early, and it trapped them in there. A storm came through.
Oh my God!
So they were trapped in there for 10 days. And, like, the army and military couldn't rescue them. It had to be these guys who go deep diving and spelunking for fun. They were the only ones that knew how to do that.
That's amazing.
So these guys who have no, like, medical training or rescue training or whatever.
It's like Armageddon.
Had to come up. It's so intense. They have. So at one point. Sorry. At one point. They have to dive under the water, and then there's some parts where it levels out and you can stand and there's room to walk around.
Mm-hmm.
So they have different camps set up at those spots.
Oh, okay.
And at one point, one of them was starting to flood over, so they were moving out. And one of the guys, one of the military guys needed help. So they hooked him up and they tried to like have him breathing through the scuba gear or whatever. And he was freaking out because he had never scuba dived before. He had never done that. So he's trying to guide him through these super tight rocks back to the nearest section. And he's freaking out. They're like, this is a grown man. We can't do this to children. What are we going to do? They had to knock him out. They had to sedate the children in order to pull them out. I'm sorry. I told you to watch this and I'm spoiling it for you. It's so good.
Well, I'm not going to watch it now because you spoil it. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry. These men were so brave and they were so. And the government's telling them, no, you can't do it. And they're like, we have to do it. We're the only ones who can do this. It was so intense.
So if you plan on watching it, sorry.
Skip.
Anna ruined it for you. You.
I'm going to start a podcast of just me ruining shit. Like this. Let me just spoil season 4 of Dexter you got for you.
Spoiler alert.
Just post random videos on our Instagram and just be like, today I'm spoiling this.
No, don't associate me with that.
Okay, wasn't it Community where there was an episode where they did a birthday party about... what was that movie with John Travolta and
yes, a dinner with the...
And they had the whole suitcase thing. You're like, oh, it was spoiled. I was like, wasn't it spoiling Community? Anyway.
I mean, I watched it like a long ass time ago when it came out.
I couldn't remember the show, and it just clicked that it was Community.
That was Community. Yeah,
I am sorry. That
I
was
mean,
the
movie is a lot older than this movie, but Anastasia,
that was a 10 out of 10, y'all.
Ma'am, can we not just on the podcast?
Sorry to our zero listeners.
I have been like, I dabbing my burps all night, and you just out here like nothing else.
I moved the microphone away, and I did not know it was going to be that big. I thought it was going to be a little So, okay, production design. We had Dune, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, The Tragedy of Macbeth, and West Side Story. Again, a strong category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it would go to The Power of the Dog, and I wanted it to go to Dune, and it went to Dune.
Dune.
I
wanted
it to be Tragedy of Macbeth.
Yeah, that would be nice. But I really
What did I pick?
I know.
Oh, I wanted Dune. But for some reason, I went with West Side Story. Who the fuck? I was not thinking.
What are you?
I was going to write Power of the Dog first, and then I went with West Side Story for some reason.
And then we went to original score. Don't Look Up. Mm-hmm. Dune, Encanto, Barrel of Mothers, and The Power of the Dog. I thought The Power of the Dog would take it.
Me too.
I wanted Dune to take it, and they fucking did.
I thought
his justice.
King.
I thought Dune was going to get it, and I was right.
I love that score.
It's great.
I love Hans Zimmer. I'm about to go to Europe just to see him at a concert. Not really. I'm broke. But oh my God.
Do it.
I just said I can't. I'm broke.
Oh.
Anyways, Hans Zimmer for my pick and the winner and everything else.
And then original score. Original song. Fuck me.
Ew.
Be Alive from King Richard. Dos. Por good. Fuck.
Joy.
Where is it? I forgot the line.
Dos.
Oruguitas, I think.
Oruguitas from Encanto.
Butterflies, yeah.
Oruguitas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought mariposas was.
Different countries have different names for
things. Colombia.
But don't they say mariposa in the song? Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, he does.
Uh-huh. Down to Joy from Belfast. No Time to Die from No Time to Die. And Somehow You Do from 4 Good Days, which I watched.
Anna's favorite movie.
I thought this was going to go to Encanto. I thought Lin was finally going to be an EGOT winner. But it went to No Time to Die and Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Billie Eilish.
Again, that was the chatter that she was going to win this.
I really, after hearing all the songs, I would have said either Be Alive or Dos Uruguitas.
Well, you know how I feel about this award, and I'll say it again. I don't like songs that are just at the end credits. I like a song that's in the movie and it helps the story along. And the only one that did that out of this category is Encanto. Yeah. So was it my favorite song? No, but for what I think that category should be, it was Encanto.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. I like Billie Eilish. She's
beautiful. I'm surprised that the Academy is, you know, still filled with a lot of older people, older white people. So I'm surprised Van Morrison didn't win.
Or Reba. All right.
Makeup and hairstyling.
Reba. What?
Some Reba sang for 4 Good Days.
Oh. Oh, so Diane Warren wrote it or she sang it?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Whatever. I turned off.
I believe it's written.
Susan Lucci. Makeup
Tucci?
And hairstyling. Coming
Susan
to America.
Susan Lucci. If you get that reference, you're great.
No. If not, fuck you. Coming to America, Cruella, Dune, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and House of Gucci for makeup and hairstyling.
Father, son, and House of Gucci.
We knew it would go to Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Yeah, this was kind of written in the stars
Oscars
for that.
The Oscars love prosthetic work.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I didn't see Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Me
so
either. It was one of the 9 I did not watch.
I chose Dune because I love that movie.
Me too, man.
But my prediction was Tammy Faye because, again, the chatter.
tea leaves. Directing. Okay. We had Kenneth Branagh for Belfast, Ryusuke Hamaguchi for Drive My Car, Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza, Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog, and Steven Spielberg, this newcomer, directing West Side Story. I wanted it to be Ryusuke Hamaguchi. He was my pick.
My pick was Steven Spielberg.
My pick was also Steven Spielberg.
And it went to Jane Campion for The Power of the Dog. I will say, her dress was plain as fuck. I liked it. I thought it looked cozy. I want one in my closet.
I feel like you have something similar to that. Mm-hmm.
I want it.
Although I would have been fine with Ryusuke Hamaguchi.
Hey, Joy, you want to use the mic?
Yeah, I can.
That'd be great.
Drive My Car was good.
That was great.
Good directed. So that would have been cool too.
Twitter was like, I'm glad Jane Campion. Oh, it was Saeed. He was like, I'm glad Jane Campion wrote down her thoughts this time.
Jodie Turner Smith.
Not Saeed. I would probably say Saeed like we're friends.
No, we are friends. He's probably like, don't talk to me, bitch. Which is fair.
He'd probably give that picture he always takes with this side eye.
Like, fair enough. Yeah, I love that it was a woman winner 2 years in a row, female directors, but Jane Campion is like, So the female directors that won along with Jane Campion are Chloe Zhao and Catherine Bigelow.
Wow.
And Catherine Bigelow stopped directing. I'm not really sure why. Personal reasons. She hopes she's happy with her life. But I really hope that these two female directors continue to do work and do great things. And I want them to do, you know, because there's a lot of male directors out there. And I don't feel like the female directors got a lot of chances.
So we're going into one of the big three. Actor in a leading role. And we're going to talk about that moment.
Okay.
How could we not?
So, he was, my pick was Denzel for this award. I knew he was going to win. It was going to be Will Smith, the tea leaves. But, the moral of the story of this is that men are wrong. Okay. Chris Rock was wrong for commenting on a condition of someone, and Will Smith was wrong for retaliating how he did. I'm not saying he shouldn't have gotten upset to defend his wife, but when you throw hands, it's a problem. And I know people want to, Twitter always wants to say, like, I'm going to throw hands this, throw hands that, but it's all talk. Like, it's not, like, this isn't, like, high school. We're not at the playground. We're going to have a fight near the monkey bars. Like, it's not... We're all adults here.
And he bitch slapped him.
Like, it'd be one thing if he just yelled from his seat, you know, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. Okay, that's one thing. But the fact that you went up there, assaulted him, and then we would just continue on with the show like nothing?
That
was so crazy.
I feel like he should have been escorted out after that. Should have been like, excuse me, Mr. Smith. We need you to leave. At least.
Then how would that have gone down for his award?
Maybe he could have come in from off stage, you know, not been in the audience. But I just feel like I don't agree with what Chris Rock said or did. I just got assaulted by someone and now he's going to go sit in the front fucking row of the Oscars and then win an award? Like, no, like. Let him leave. Let him cool down and calm and collect himself. He can wait in the wings for the next four. I think it was like four or five other categories. But there was just no consequences.
Yeah. It just, again, all the men are wrong.
And his speech didn't make up for it.
No,
I think the only way that could have been quote unquote saved is if he had said, I apologize for my actions. I overreacted. I apologize. Thank you for the award. But he didn't apologize. He kept justifying his actions by protecting his family, by saying you do crazy things for love, like,
which a lot of women on Twitter were pointing out, like, yeah, that's what my abuser told me too.
Boo boo. There it is.
But he went ahead and won for lead actor for King Richard.
Yeah, he was predicted to win.
Which I don't even agree with that.
Oh, really?
He was fine.
And that's another thing too, like, they're awarding like the person rather than like the performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will Smith is very well liked in Hollywood. He knows how to work the room, as they
one
say.
One of his
career highlight. He didn't win for Ali, right? No. That was Ali?
No. This was his first one.
No, I know he didn't, but like what was Ali, right?
He was nominated for Ali and then I believe for Pursuit of Happiness.
That's right. Hollywood loves him. He knows how to work the room. I do like that this entire season he's been winning. He does a good job of acknowledging Anjanou Ellis, who was also phenomenal on the movie.
I'm better, so glad she got her nomination.
Better, I would argue, but whatever. No man's actions in that entire situation was justifiable.
No,
I'm sorry. And like, if you think this type of violence sounds dramatic, but if you think this type of assault is right, you need to grow up. I'm sorry. Like, no. No.
Also, because, like, when you look at it as a whole, and when we eventually look back at this, you know, next year and the following years or whatever, like, he had such a good run up until this point, like, saying all the right things, doing all the right things, and, like you said, yeah, he knows how to work a room. he knows, like, especially being in this business, when it's appropriate to do something and when it's not appropriate to do something. Like, yeah. He's been a very public figure for the majority of his life. So I get this is something that was, like, very upsetting to his wife and very upsetting to him. But, like, I don't know. It feels almost kind of out of left field, like out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, it feels very different. Quickly. It feels very differently than, you know, the Will Smith that we know. And, like, that's fine. Like, this is, he has a public persona. If that's what he puts on for the public, for us, whatever. But, like, it's just not the right place and not the right time. Yeah. And not the
time and a place
to handle that. No. Like, you're literally on the world stage. You're literally in a room full of all of your peers who you're assuming that you're going to win this already because of all the precursors and you won everything else. Like, shouldn't you assume that your peers genuinely respect you because they're about to give you this award? And then, like, literally, like, 10 minutes before.
Also, if he was a true gangster, he would have kept quiet and then meet him out in the back alley after the fucking show. Okay. Not, like, bitch slapping him in front of everybody.
It's just, that's gonna fuck him up for the future. That's gonna really tarnish the fact that he, like, got his Oscar.
Or maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't. Because men get away with shit all the time.
Yeah.
But
white men especially, so who knows?
But who knows? Like, I mean, only time will tell how we're going to look back at this and be like, well, he got away with it and there's no consequence. Yeah. Or, like, he's going to go on, like, an apology tour.
I just think, like, I don't know. If I was Jada, I would up and left and said, you know what? I'm out. No. So then when he won, she wouldn't be there. Which is fine. I don't know. Personally, if I was Jada, I understand that
I would have been pissed.
I would have left. Yeah. I would have. The second he came back to sit down, I would have got back up and I would have walked right out.
Moving on. Actress in a leading role. Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter. Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers. Nicole Kidman for Being the Ricardos. And Kristen Stewart for Spencer.
Let's pour one out for my girl, Kristen Stewart.
Girl, I was manifesting. My
clip too.
I know.
I love that.
I was manifesting so hard this entire season. That's the one ride or die award that I was here for.
I wanted her to win. I thought she gave a beautiful performance. Me too. I would have been fine with Olivia Colman winning.
Same.
Because, like I said earlier, she brought a lot of heart to a role that could have been very cold and very callous. And Jessica Chastain, I love her. I still haven't seen The Eyes of Tammy Faye, but she was predicted to win, so that was my prediction.
Yeah, it was in the tea leaves.
Yeah.
As far as Nicole Kidman, I think she was a fine, like, Lucille Ball when it came to, like, the conversations of, like, writing the show and having the bits. But her Lucy Ricardo was not great.
Ugh, girl.
I actually hated it. But when she's in those scenes as Lucille Ball, like, you know, I'm the one who I gotta kill every week. All I see is Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see, I don't know. I just, I thought she was miscast, to be fair. That movie is a lot of, like, hot air, I feel like.
I still haven't seen it.
It just feels like, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast yet, but I have, like, a qualm with Nicole Kidman about her accent. Like, yes, she's very talented, but also, like, if you're going to be that talented, if you're going to, everyone's going to say that you're that talented, like, you have to be able to do the role that you're hired to do. So, like, there's so many movies that she's, not so many movies, but, like, there's just a lot of things that she's done that I've been, like, okay, acting is great, but, like, her accent really throws me off because I'm, like, it just, you're not, she doesn't sound like Lucille Ball. She doesn't, like, the voice wasn't there. And, like, I know plenty of actresses who would put on a voice and, like, convincingly sound like somewhere else. Jessica Chastain did it and she won. Kristen Stewart did it. Like, I'm just unconvinced. Mm-hmm.
Is she a good actress or is she just really tall? And then that's the thing too about Being the Ricardos is her Lucy and Lucille, like, were two different people. Like, I didn't believe that this person was pretending to be this character. Like, it just, the contrast between Lucy, the character, and Lucy, the person, were too big. And it didn't fit. But anyways, yeah. Jessica Chastain. Good for you, girl, I guess. You look beautiful.
Sad about Kristen Stewart, but...
To me, she won this for Scenes from a Marriage.
God, Scenes from a Marriage was so good. And she was so good in it. Kristen Stewart. Oh, my God.
Jessica Chastain has an Oscar, and she was with Oscar in that show.
You're so dumb. What?
What? No. Say it.
Come on. We're all dumb here.
She has an Oscar, and she was with Oscar in the show.
That's what she just said.
I know. That's why I said you're so dumb.
I thought you were so dumb.
I thought you, Anna, called yourself dumb.
No, I'm calling you dumb.
Oh, okay. Anyways, that's not as funny.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
The final award, the big kahuna. Best picture.
Is it really the final award? Damn, that was quick.
Really, I feel like we've literally been talking for over an hour.
I love it.
Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, Power of the Dog, West Side Story. You've heard our thoughts on all 10 of these films. If you've been keeping up, you better have been keeping up.
Go back and listen to them.
Stop right now. We're not going to tell you who won until you go back and listen to all 10 motherfucking episodes.
There it is.
And then you can resume.
And the winner is... Coda.
Yeah, the first streamer to ever win Apple TV, which is hilarious to me because Netflix has been Jones and hard for an Oscar. It didn't get it. Hilarious.
They're charging us more.
That was my favorite. It was, well, that in June. But I'm so happy it won. Again, having a movie that was, it's a good. We need something happy, I feel like. Just in general, the world needs something happy and uplifting, and I feel like this was a great example of that.
Yeah.
Film Twitter is going to be...
a trash.
They always are. It's going to be a mess.
They already were. They were shitting on it so hard, comparing it to, like, Green Book and, like...
That's offensive. How dare you?
Literally.
Green Book is a terrible movie. Literally, every time I got on Twitter this past week, it was like, if Coda wins, it would be blah, blah, blah. If it should be blah, 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 blah. I was like, if I have to hear about this one more time. That's why I'm so glad it's done.
Back to Green Book, that you said that, like, listen to our episode about it. But, like, Green Book did more damage than it helped. Like, you sugarcoating race relations is not a good thing. This was not sugarcoating anything. This was, like, telling you the struggles of, like, a real person and what they have to go through and unique problems that they have. Green Book? You're I'm offended. Don't come. Mm-mm.
I need.
To get by.
Also, the music choices on this show?
Genius.
Excellente.
Genius. No, who was playing Africa when Danny Kaluuya...
I thought you were talking about Coda!
I said in the show. No, Danny Kaluuya and her walk out, and they're playing Africa by Toto? Excuse me? And they're playing the Madonna song, I La Bonita, when Stephanie Patrice came out.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that at all.
What? That's weird.
Weird.
D-Nice, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? So what do we think of Amy and Regina? Did we talk about them already?
Regina Hall's great. Wanda Sykes is cool. Why is Amy Schumer there? Bye-bye.
She literally just told Twitter jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
And showed up, like, twice.
I mean, thankfully she wasn't there that very much.
Her little awkward, like, faces make me upset. Like, they anger me.
Yeah,
the fact that no one colored in her eyebrows makes me upset.
Yeah, also, how dare you disrespect Kirsten Dunst like that?
Telling her to get up?
Excuse me.
Right after Will Smith slapped someone for disrespecting his wife. Like, let's disrespect someone else's wife.
Yeah.
It would, I guess, I don't know how, I don't even know. That. No.
She had like
Amy Schumer, please go away.
She had like two good jokes. She did that one about no laughs for being the Ricardos.
Oh, yeah, that was fucking
true. Which is very true.
When she came back in at the end after the whole Will Smith thing, she goes, something feels different in here.
Fair enough. And the whole, oh my God, I blanked. She said another joke that was like, oh, okay, fine, I'll give you that.
That no one watched The Last Duel?
Was that her? No, that was
Regina Hall.
Oh, They didn't need three hosts. That was unnecessary. But also, whatever.
Two hosts would have been fine.
They made it sound like they were breaking it up into three parts, and each one of them was going to host a separate part. Yeah. They all just, like, jumped in whenever.
Yeah.
Again, a fucking mess. This show's a mess.
Anyways, if you want to hire us for next year, there's three of us.
I promise you it'll be better than this shit. Okay.
I am currently unemployed.
No. I'm not, thankfully, but
pay me money.
I will make you.
Will make time for this because I want this to be special.
Look, you write a big enough check, I'll be there.
I'm seriously great at ideas. I'm not the best at execution.
Also, I think because we love film and we
will respect
it. We're part of film Twitter. We know what film Twitter wants. We know what the audience wants, and we can tell ABC to go.
I know what I want.
Same. We can tell ABC to also, okay, get off ABC. Someone, other network, pick it up or something.
Put it on a streaming service. Yeah,
exactly. You know, maybe it will be since streaming one this year. Maybe
it'll be on Apple TV next year.
That would be fucking, I don't know if it'd go to Apple.
Apple seems a little too niche, though. Even though it did win Best Picture, it's still one of the not, it's not as widely.
Not everybody has Apple.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I only have it because of y'all. from Anna. I would honestly think it might be Hulu because Hulu has a live TV option.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And then,
and that's still ABC because it's
Disney.
That's
true.
There you go.
Which I mean, that's fine, but at least it's on a streaming. Like, it's got a different.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, maybe they wouldn't censor it.
That would be great.
God bless Japanese and Australian TVs for bringing us.
Right.
Will Smith moment on.
Shout out to you, Australia and Japan.
Japan.
I'm sorry.
We can't speak this late at night.
So yeah, that was the Oscars 2022. Thank God it's over.
Thank fuck.
Putting a nail in the coffin and
calling it a night.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to watch new things.
Oscar season 2023 starts tomorrow.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little. I need a little break from Oscars.
Oh my God, she's
poor crying. Anna's like gonna cry if she has to watch another live short.
No, the shorts I'm fine with.
Yeah, the shorts are great.
Or the full length.
I want to not think about what
it's because Joy doesn't like to be told. I mean, what's her name? Anna doesn't like to be told what to watch.
Or what
she wants to watch on her own accord. So the fact that she has to watch a list, she's like, I don't want to. I want to watch this. I want to read my book. I want to talk to my dog.
That's exactly what Anna sounds like.
You motherfucker.
So anyways, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back sometime. I don't know when.
Another year in the books.
Mark it off.
This is season 5, y'all.
Oh.
Season 4 that we've been recording.
Like live recording. No. Yeah, because we started the year after.
We didn't record
Moonlight. We didn't record Moonlight because we did that for our Oscar Rewind.
No, I mean like the podcast in general. I'm sorry.
Oh. Wow, we've been around for 5 years.
Cool. Okay.
Wow.
Who's my bro?
I love
yeah,
you guys.
Season 5, but only 4 years of Oscar.
Conversations
lives.
With Oscars.
I love you.
I love you.
You're right.
What'd she say?
I know I am.
I'm right next to you. I can't fucking hear. I genuinely need to learn sign language.
Joy could have used
Joy
the other side.
Any
headphones.
Of us needs the headphones because this bitch can't hear nothing.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't trust her to do the levels right.
No. You do the levels, but she just needs headphones for her old lady.
Just throw me the headphones once.
I don't trust myself to do the levels.
Levels.
Oh, God, get him out of here.
Another thing, too.
Why was Sean Puth there?
Sean Mendes. All of these people who presented didn't need to be there. They were dumb. The end. DJ Khaled, why? Oh, my God, Beyonce. Did we talk about Beyonce?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, how dare we?
I listen.
She was dressed as a tennis ball. Did you notice that?
Love it.
It took Crystal the thing like a about, good 45
seconds to admit it. Because I was just so, like, enthralled with her.
To understand
but it's, like,
color.
Lime green about, and white.
Thing about Beyonce, she's going to bring the visuals. Like, she thinks about every
she is literally
single detail in a performance.
Maybe she should produce the Oscars.
Listen.
It would be fucking beautiful.
Don't play around. Like the way the look of the instruments of the musicians, the textures in their clothing, like all that was so great.
Plus the song is so good, and she did like a obviously like a really great performance of the song, and just everything was produced so perfectly to match the song and to match the whole
the Oscars
the whole
didn't
vibe.
Deserve that performance. They
no, really that's why it was in the beginning.
Also, because okay,
that's you're, the best
Bruno
you're gonna
song,
do the night.
The Bruno song, do we want to talk about Bruno, had a very much an opening number feel. So what was that about?
It was misplaced.
It was what? And they didn't even sing the song. They talked about the Oscars.
And Megan Thee Stallion rap.
And Becky G was there. And Luis Fonsi. Like, you're not in this movie. You don't even go here.
He was not in the movie.
You don't even go here. You didn't play the 7-foot frame rats on his back. That's hello.
What? What a mess.
Huh? 7-foot frame rats. They didn't play that verse. I'm just thinking, like, it was misguided completely. Not that for sure they would have played Bruno first, because they only did that because the kids loved that that song.
Yeah.
So it made sense to put it at the top of the show for the kids to watch it and then go to bed. But it was like at like 9:30 or some shit, right? Whatever. Anyways, Oscars, you can't do shit. We do it better at the end.
Let's give us a shot. Literally. Because, you know.
I actually don't. That
I don't think it can get any worse than this.
Ooh, don't say that.
Or last year. Last year was also a mess.
Actually, I don't want it because I feel like the stress would literally kill me. And the anxiety.
Yeah, but imagine how much greater the show would be.
I would need a therapist on it. Like, call 24/7.
Maybe they have it already.
Maybe they have that.
I need that written into my contract. Like, do I need it. A therapist, like, on in hand. The room.
Following me talking, around.
And just be like, if I give her a look, she'll be like, we're going to take a break. Okay, thanks.
Also, do you know that Anna has an item that's in the Oscar goodie bag?
What? You do? Mm-hmm.
So in the Oscar goodie bag that they give to the people in attendance, it's a piece of land.
In Scotland.
What? And Anna has that exact thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the thing we got you is in the Oscar goodie bag, bitch.
Your Christmas present from 2 years ago, we were ahead of the curve because, like, they're barely getting that now. Mm-hmm. You were a lady before all of them.
Twitter was like, oh my God, how dare you sell the land of it? No, it's like a thing that's specifically
it's a conservation
that.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. So calm they're the planting, fuck down, bitch. Okay?
They're planting trees.
So basically, I was a lady before
mm-hmm.
it was cool.
They were ladies and gentlemen.
And you'll be a lady long after.
Damn straight, motherfucker.
There it is. All right, I think that's good.
All right,
good.
Bye.
Bye.